Father, I thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to be in your presence, to think about the Lord, to gaze upon the Lord, to hear the word of God, to share together. Hallelujah. And as always, we thank you because the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. We give you honor and praise, Lord. Let that word that we will hear today be mingled with faith in our hearts. Bring forth the desired effect in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you, Lord, the praise, the glory, and that may we have hearing ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, even at this time to the church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, today, I want to release this message. I've been thinking about it for a while. Well, not a while, just a few days, you know, since the beginning of the year. But, you know, at this time, we'll just go ahead and release it. It seems good to the Holy Spirit to do that. You know, this is what the Spirit is speaking expressly at this time. Say, the Spirit speaketh expressly at this time. 2025, prophetic repairs. Hallelujah. And, you know, that's what the Lord laid on my heart to share with you, share with the body of Christ. And, well, you know, when you hear it, I pray that we will be able to say amen and we will be able to say hallelujah. Yeah. So let's get started into the lesson for today. 2025, prophetic repairs. Amen and hallelujah. That's our lesson or the topic or title thereof. But let's get into it. You're going to have to engage in the Spirit. I have often said that unless we engage in the Spirit, we may miss what the Lord is saying. Jesus pretty much said the same thing in the book of John, chapter 6 and verse 63. He said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. What does that mean? You know, I've referred to this verse many times. It means just hearing it in the flesh is going to do you no good. Or the fact that you're physically here doesn't necessarily give you an advantage over anybody, you know, unless you engage in the Spirit. I mean, people do hear things, you know. I mean, I guarantee you that, you know, everybody that's in here today will not hear this message the same way. You know, so, you know, how are you going to hear it? Jesus said, take heed how you hear. How are you going to hear this thing? You know, I want you to silently say a quick prayer as you're listening. To say, Lord, help me to engage the message in the Spirit. Because that's when it will profit. Jesus said, otherwise, it will profit you nothing. Praise the Lord. So, but let's get to it. 2025 promises to be a great a year from the Lord, that the Lord wants to fix a few things, repair a few things too, you know. So there are many things that me personally that the Lord, that, you know, my mind is on all some of the things that the Lord has said, not just for myself, just, you know, for the brethren. And I'm standing on the watch and say, Lord, you said this and you said the other, you know. So, you know, let's see a fulfillment of those things in the lives of your children. I'm just watching and praying and believing God. But the Lord said, well, it's time to fix a few things. So we're going to talk about what the Lord is fixing to repair, you know, and in 2025. Oh, my goodness. I mean, if you can only see, you know, what the Lord sees, you know, you would rejoice and you would praise the Lord. The eye of faith we'll see different things than, you know, the flesh would see. You know, sometimes you look at a shrub of roses that may have roses and thorns in it. Well, you know, some people may see the thorns. Some people may see the roses. You look at a glass that has water halfway in it. Some people may see a half empty glass. Others may see a half full glass. Well, you know, everyone's perspective may be different. But again, what you see might be an indication of, you know, where your faith is at. The person that sees all thorns, probably kind of pessimistic about everything, you know, someone that sees roses, you know, well, you know, they think of it that, well, you got to have a few thorns to get some roses. You got to break a few eggs to make omelette. You know, and they don't, you know, they're not too bothered about the thorns. The person that sees the half empty glass, they're probably on the downer side, because when the glass is half empty, you know, you might think in your subconscious that the water is draining. Well, the other one that sees the glass as half full, maybe they are more positive because they think the water level is rising. Yet they see the same thing. You know, so let's engage in the Spirit and let's see what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Prophetic repairs for 2025. Now, everything is not usually as it seems. At first glance, that's what that message looks like it's going to be. But there is more to it than meets the eye initially. The repairs is actually an acronym. And I will get into each one of those things in this lesson. You know, I think I'm going to take 2 days to take my time. So that's why today is part one. But let's get into it and see what the Holy Spirit is saying. The first thing that the Holy Spirit is telling us that I want to share with you for this year is the release that the Holy Spirit is bringing. The Lord is bringing a release. That's the R. So now you're going to see that that repairs is more than it seems at first. Release. Hallelujah. There are things that have been held up and obstructed. You know, God is fixing to release them this year. It's yours for the taking. And at any point in time, you believe this message as it's coming, your response can be amen in the chat room. Now, release, there are many things. You know, God promises some things. We will emerge. We're going to experience a quantum leap and so forth. Some may have experienced, but in limited fashion. And things have still been obstructed and blocked for whatever reason. Well, there is a release from the Spirit for this year. It's the opening of the gates. Hallelujah. You know, a gate or a door or, you know, those kind of things, they serve different purposes. Most times, you know, gates can be used to keep something in or keep something out. You know, so which one is it? But the Lord had promised, you know, the opening of gates, breaking down the gates of brass, cutting us under bars of iron, things that held us back. You know, Isaiah 26 and verse 2. We're going to start to look at some of these scriptures. And like I said, I'm going to take my time and develop this message with scriptures so that you can have a good basis for what the Holy Spirit is saying for us for this year. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 2. Here's one of the lead-off scriptures, you know, for that goes with this message. And the Holy Spirit will tell us what God is doing. And he has his own part. He has his own messengers, in the realm, the heavenly realm. And he's got some things, you know, that he's doing. Well, let me start it from verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation with God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Now, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in the Lord. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Hallelujah. He bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, layeth it low, even to the ground, bringeth it to the dust. Fruit shall tread upon it. You know, all the things that have vaunted themselves up against you, you're going to tread them down. But here is the commandment that went forth from the throne. You know, in heaven, everything starts from with an unction from the throne. You know, watching what's going on. You know, if he's sitting, then everybody's around the throne saying, holy, holy, holy. Well, you know, if he gets up, what are they going to do? They follow cue. If he says something, they follow cue as well. You know, praise the Lord. And there are some, you know, there's some agents of the Lord that God has, you know, that he can speak to do certain things. Open ye the gates. It's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. This is a commandment. You know, you might say it this way. Let the gates be opened. I like that better, you know, because the Lord likes to say, let things be done. Like in Genesis, let this be done. You know, cause it to happen. Cause there to be an opening of the gates. And sometimes, you know, there are people that have kept those, or forces that have kept those gates closed. And the Lord said, well, give up and open up. Hallelujah. Just like he said to Pharaoh, you know, let my people go. Open ye the gates. So there's opening of gates for us in 2025. Like I said, a gate can be used to hold things in or hold things off, out. You know, in our case, you know, there are certain things that the Lord promised for us to enter into that the devil has put a blockage. It's called the gates of hell. Put a blockage there. And the Lord said, look, you know, when we are on the paths of righteousness, on our way to the promised land, the gates of hell will try to close up on those paths. And Jesus said, well, I will build my church and the gates of hell. Yeah, it's always those gates. They will not prevail against it. They will try, but they will not prevail. The reason that it cannot prevail is because it is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our sight. God's the one that's doing these things. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 tells us that whatever the Lord is building, the gates of hell will be fighting it. Yeah, we're always fighting it. But the gates of hell will not be able to close up anymore. God has commanded the opening of the gates. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation may go in. Isaiah 45 and 2, the Lord promises, you know, some gates will not, they refuse to open. Even when the Lord said, open up, they said no. And then, well, and the Lord said, well, you know, by the force of spiritual arms, I am going to break down those gates. Because they refuse to open. But Lord, I already commanded them to open. Okay? Commanded you to come out of there. Emerge through those gates. The gate said, no. They are proud gates. They are proud waters. They are proud things that try to go over our souls. The psalmist said, the proud waters have gone clear over my soul, except the Lord have been my help. Well, these proud gates, they said, I'm going to keep you in. You're not going through. Well, the Lord said, I will break in pieces. That's right. This 2025, these are prophetic declarations for you. The Lord will go before you. He said, I will go before you. Ha! Glory to God. And make the crooked places straight. You know, God doesn't like crooked things. God doesn't even like, you know, things that are void and, you know, chaotic. In the beginning, we saw that, you know, in Genesis 1 and 1, you know, when God said, commanded things to begin to come together, you know, the earth was void and without form, and God didn't like it. Spirit of God doesn't like things to be out of kilter and out of shape, you know, and void and chaotic. The Holy Spirit began to move, to bring order out of that thing, and to eat all. And so the Lord said, look, I don't like crooked things. You know, I'm going to make straight the crooked places. I will break in pieces the gates of brass that have been holding you back. And all the bars of iron will I cut in sunder so that you may go through. Now, you know, if that's for you this year, you can receive it. God will cut asunder all the bars of iron, you know, barricades and different things preventing you from entering into the promise to emerge, the promise to experience quantum leaps. The enemy said, no, I'm going to nail your wings to the ground. You're not going to fly. But the Lord said, you will. And he was going to do it by the force of spiritual arms. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. Go through. Well, you can't go through when the gates are blocked. So the Lord is going to have to break those gates down. And because he wants you to go through. In 2025, you will go through. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will command the opening of the gates, the breaking down of the bars, so that you may go through. Go through the gates. But they're now open for you. Hallelujah. Prepare ye the way of the people. Well, the message such as this is to prepare your way. And cast out, you know, gather out the stones and lift up a standard for the people. There's always a standard. It's like a banner that goes ahead of us. It's called the word of the Lord. You know, when the word of the Lord speaks, he say he will utter his voice before his army. Hallelujah. And also he said, look, when the good shepherd goes before the sheep, you know, he calls them by voice. They know his voice and they follow. It's the voice that they follow. It's not, they're not necessarily seeing him. Whether they see him or not, they can hear his voice. He may be at a distance that's too far away for them to see, but they hear that voice. Now, it is the voice that is leading that sheep. Glory to God. And they will follow that voice. They will not hearken to the voice of a stranger. And so the word of the Lord, you know, his voice is in his word, and the word is coming to us today. The gates must open up. Hallelujah. Now, one time, you know, I saw this in the spirit. It's like, you know, the, like, you know, a twin-leaved set of gates with huge hinges. Every time the thing tried to open up, the hinges would swing right back. Well, God said, now I have to laser target those hinges and break those hinges. There's something, different things that are tying people down, even in the spirit realm. You know, God has to break those things. Hallelujah. Every negative, you know, some people call it soul ties or whatever. God had to break those things, you know, those hinges, every time you open something, the thing, the hinges will close it right back. God is breaking those hinges. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And this time around, the door, the gates are open and they will stay open until you pass through. It's kind of like, you know, let the priests stand right here, the brink of the river, let the waters cut up, and let them stand there until the elect have clean passed over. So, you know, we demonstrated this, actually enacted it in the spirit a few days ago. And I also stood. I stood upon my watch and I stood upon the brink. And I said, well, let the people pass over. You know, and the River Jordan, prophetically, it opened up. The Red Sea prophetically opened up. You know, God piled up all those things, you know, the waters on a heap on either side for you to pass through. The gates are now open and go through, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. So there's a standard, you know, of going through and not relenting that God is calling for this year. Praise the Lord. So that's the R for the release. Now, there are many things that God has promised. Sometimes you laid your hands upon it and it seemed like so close, but yet, you know, you can't get it. One man said at one time, the book of John chapter 5, he said, look, I always got so close, but I didn't ever get it because someone always stepping in ahead of me. And I've come again to wait, but who knows? Might be the same results because I've tried many times. You know, as soon as I see the moving of the water, I try to step in, but somebody always gets in ahead of me and always gets a blessing. Well, no more. Nobody is going to get what belongs to you. Praise God. You know, this man thought that somebody was always getting in there ahead of him. And, you know, but although, you know, despite that, he kept coming and, you know, somehow hoping. It was a prisoner of hope that, you know, perhaps someday, you know, maybe I'll be quick enough. Someday, maybe I'll get a chance to be the first one to step in that water because, you know, it's the one that steps in the water first that will be healed of whatever sickness he had. And he started to tell Jesus these stories, you know, and Jesus said, well, today it's not about the angel or the water or the this or that. I'm right here. Praise the Lord. You know, so today I challenge everyone that's listening to this message. You know, don't, you know, be, you know, tunnel visioned to think that, you know, the blessing of the Lord must come this way. It's got to be from the stirring of the water and from the moving of the angel and all that stuff. That's how he did it before. That's how he's going to do it again. No, God can do it a million different ways. And that's what Jesus was trying to tell this man. Yeah, it was the grace of God that the angel came and stirred that pool sometimes, once in a long season. But what happens in between? You know, you can tap in right now, right here. Don't even wait for that. Hallelujah. So today, you know, that's the hour for you. The Lord is releasing. And there are the pharaohs and the taskmasters that are holding back the word of the Lord that says, my people got to go forward. They said, no, you're not going anywhere. I'm going to make things harder for you. You know, whereas we used to whip you with cords, we're now going to whip you with chains and scorpions and things. And the Lord said, I have seen it. And it is enough. Hallelujah. I'm going to punish all those taskmasters as well. You know, the tables are turning. God is going to spoil the spoilers. Glory to God. You know, and have you spoil them as well. He told the children of Israel, you know, borrow. And in fact, you know, it was a borrow that they were not going to pay back. You know, so they robbed the Egyptians And God tormented them enough for them to want to give anything the Egypt, you know, Israel would ask. You know, if God hadn't done all those plagues and all those horrible things that did to them, to the point of even, you know, their firstborn all being killed, they probably wouldn't have complied when the Israel said, give me some pots, give me some this and that. And they said, they just thrust those things at them, take it and leave. You know, so they robbed the Egyptians because God now turned around and spoiled the spoilers. Opening of the gates, the release is here. The year of the release, you might call it. There are seven things in these repairs. This is the first of them. 2025, the year of release. Isn't that beautiful? And then there's many more. Each one of those letters in the word repairs that the Holy Spirit gave me stands for something. And we're going to discover what that something is together. Let me pause here and have you think of what this means. You know, this release. What does it mean? Praise God. There are many stories in the Bible about releases that I can tell you. I can take a whole lesson just to talk about this one. You know, because even the Lord gave the law of the release to the Jews at one time. He said, every 7 years, there shall be a release. You know, and he gave them the year of the release. You know, and every 7 years they do it, and every seven of 7 years they do it, and then there is a jubilee at the end of that. And he just gave them all these laws, you know, that look, even those who are lawful captives must be released. You know, if you purchase them, they are your bondsmen or bondswomen or whatever. When the time of fulfillment and the year of release comes, they must be released. Praise God. You know, that reminds me of the prophetic declaration of Isaiah in Isaiah 49. I said, look, when the captor holds his captive, Jesus said the same thing in Luke 11. You know, he thinks that everything is pretty. He's got his goods are safe and everything. But the Lord said, well, you know, even the lawful captive will be released. You know, they put their head on that, you know, bondage. But the Lord said they will be released. Praise the Lord. The Lord is releasing. It is an amazing concept and message and declaration. If you think about it. And before I go on to the next thing, I want you to think about it. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? According to the book of Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 24. Can you do it? And even the lawful captive, they are legally bound to that bondage that they were bought with a price, you know. Will they be delivered? Will they be released? Absolutely. In the year of release, saith the Lord, there shall be a release. He said, look, you will release everyone in that year. Praise God. Well, God's calling this year, 2025, to be a year of release. Hallelujah. And, you know, well, if the Lord gives us the release, then don't entangle yourselves again with the yoke of bondage. Praise God. There are some things that we must also do for ourselves. Now the Lord will do his part by calling forth what he says, but there are some parts that we must do for ourselves. And in the book of Isaiah chapter 52, I love this one. This is what you must do for yourself. Whereas the Lord has called for it, he also wants us to do a certain, some certain things for ourselves. Shake thyself from the dust. Isaiah 52 and verse 2. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself. Now, loosening is a release because something is holding you down, tying your neck down, holding you back. And the Lord said, well, I have empowered you this year to break free. Ha! Glory to God. Break free! This is the year of the release. Lose yourself. You know, I mean, have you been kept captive even lawfully? Well, the Lord says, I'm going to make it an unlawful capture anymore. He's going to turn things around. You must now be released, and you must release yourself too. You know, devil can't clip your wings anymore. Can't hold you down. You know, that all that yoke and so forth around your neck. No, the bands around your neck. It's time for them to snap off. Glory to God. And it's time for us also to snap out of it. You know, you snap out of it. You know, enough of the self-pity and waiting, sitting around waiting for somebody to help you. You know, looking from one place to another for deliverance. No! The Lord says, I have given you the power for self-deliverance. Hallelujah. As many of you as are called by the name of the Lord, you're no more under bondage, not even the bondage of the law. We're talking about that in the book of Galatians. You know, not the bondage of all these yokes and gates and bars and barricades and different things, you know, holding you back. Must be a release. Hallelujah. You got to break free. Thank you, Jesus. So it is a year of the release. Even those of you who have sold yourselves, you know, for nothing. I mean, out of foolishness, sometimes we sell ourselves for nothing. You know, sometimes we make blunders, you know, natural and even spiritual blunders that put our necks in the yoke. You know, sometimes some people, you know, take their life offerings, I mean, life savings, and they go put it in some investment and the whole thing blows up. That's a blunder. You know, it's like you sold yourself for nothing. You know, but the Lord said, look, I'm going to redeem that for you this year. Glory to God. The year of the release. You know, sometimes it's also called the year of redemption if it goes long enough. You know, so God wants you to experience that release this year. Amen. So that's the hour. Like I said, I can preach a whole day on just that one topic because that's what the story of the children of Israel is all about. A couple of months ago, we did the Exodus series. That's what it was all about. Release. You know, they needed to be released so that they can go and serve the Lord. There's a release that God has engineered, you know, and he has called it forth, and it's coming for you in this new year, 2025. And you say, praise the Lord to that. Amen. Now, the next thing, this year shall be a year of many things, the Lord said. The next one in the repairs is obviously, and I think of the repairs as an acronym rather than just a word. It is a word, but it's a self-prophetic, self-defining word. And that's the way the Holy Spirit gave it. And think of it as that's why I wrote it the way I wrote it. So you can think of it like that. The next one that I want to talk about today is expansion. That's right. You know, that's the E. Released, we got that, and then now you got to flourish, and you got to expand. So this is the year of expansion, or I call it exponential growth, which is really the emerge and the quantum leap and all of these things rolled in together. It is about gaining new territories. That's right. You know, that's coming. And some of you may already be nodding your head on that. You know, it's the year. And, you know, from the beginning, it was always in God's mind, you know, for man to gain new territories. He said, dominate, have dominion. How are you going to conquer the world? You can't conquer the world. You can't have dominion over the world when you're in one place. You conquer this one place. You go to the next place. You conquer it. He said, everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread upon. He told Joshua, you go there. You conquer that one. You move to the next place. You conquer it. And so you can't conquer it by staying in one place. Ye have dwelt on this mount long enough. You know, the Lord told them. And so expansion, you know, how can we expand when we stay in the same place forever? You know, the Lord, after a while, he told them, look, it's good that you came out, but it's not good that you stay in the same place forever. So we've got to experience expansion. And the Holy Spirit is calling for it this year. In the ministry, yes. In your personal life, yes. You're an entrepreneur, yes. You're whatever. And he's calling for it the year of expansion. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm speaking it slowly so it will sink in. Think about it. That's what the Lord is asking you to think about today. Speaking it to you. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6, you know, the Lord said to them at Horeb, he said, look, ye have dwelt in this space, in this mountain, on this mountain long enough. You will never expand if you stay in the same place. You got to expand. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is calling for that expansion. Hallelujah. He calls for it in many different ways. In the book of Isaiah chapter 54, powerful declaration about expansion. You must listen to this. Read it many times for yourself. Hallelujah. And see what the Holy Spirit is saying. Because it's right here in this chapter 54 of Isaiah. And let me read the first few verses to us and see what the Holy Spirit is calling for. And he is calling for it this year. Now let these words be mingled with faith in your heart so that it will prosper and accomplish its purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah chapter 54 tells you, sing, O barren that this not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Now that is not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate and the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Now verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent. Now that's expansion. And let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Woohoo. Spare not, you know, no holes barred. You know, but there's a strategy behind that as well. Otherwise, there will be regret. But the Lord will give you, you know, lengthen your cords and strengthening your stakes. Yeah, it's calling for it. But you got to know that you got to step out in faith. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. You know, nothing is going to hold you back anymore. You're going to break forth. You know, you're coming out of that cocoon. I mean, that shell. You're coming out of there. You know, and it's like that butterfly. It's finally coming out. It's going to break forth. And when it comes out, oh, a thing of beauty. You know, thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. A seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Now, we're talking about wealth transfer now. You know, and you're going to bring even, you know, you're going to revive things, you know, desolate cities being inhabited, you know, things that God will show you. Those of you who are in business, you know, things that look like they were dead, my goodness, God will bring things around. It's for you in this new year. Expansion. You got to think about expansion. Praise the Lord. Expansion. The Lord told Abraham in Genesis 13, after that he and Lot had separated, you know, there was a story, you all might know it. You know, the place was not big enough for them anymore because God began to expand them. God began to prosper Abraham. He was a very great man. God prospered him. It's, you know, cattle and everything. And God was helping Lot too. They were all expanding. They were acquiring more servants, more this, more that, and so on. And after a while, the place where they were staying was, you know, they started to fight over things. So Abraham said to Lot, look, there's no need for us to fight. We're family. Look, there's plenty of space. Let's spread out. We got to spread out. You know, so he said, look, you know, you come out here, you look and you pick whatever you want. You go one way, I go the other way. But you pick first. Abraham, despite the fact that he was the one that brought Lot, you know, along for the ride, he gave Lot the right of first refusal. You choose first. And if you go left, I'll go right. If you go right, I'll go left. So, of course, Lot, being the greedy one, comes out, looks at all the plain of the field that looked very green and very luscious and everything. And he said, well, I'm going to pick that one. Everyone said, cool, you pick that one. I'll go to this one where the land looks parched and everything. So Lot selected all the green stuff where the you know, the ground looked watered. There were wells of water and everything. And he selected that. And Abraham said, no worries. I'll take the other side. You know, and God waited for them to be separated. See, there is a separation too that is needed sometimes. You know, some things that holds us back. Then, you know, God needs to get away from it. God never told Abraham to bring Lot along. He did it out of his kindness of his heart. You know, God, after all, you know, Lot was his nephew, and Lot's dad, who was Abraham's brother, had died. So, you know, Abraham was taking care of it, brought him along, but created problems. You know, and God had to put him in the right place. You know, there's a position into, in, you know, things that God's going to do for us in 2025. You got to be in the right place. You can't. Sometimes you are mingled in, you know, you can't sow seed among thorns. You know, and so it wasn't going to work when Lot was there. So God allowed that situation to develop to a place where, you know, they would have to separate. But after that, Lot had departed from him, according to Genesis chapter 13. So that was the backdrop of the story. But after that, Lot had departed from him, according to Genesis chapter 13, the Lord said to Abraham in his verse, you know, verse 14. He said, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where you are. But you can't be in the place where you are. You cannot remain in that place. You need to look around you. You need to extend your horizon. You got to expand, you know, and if you can think it or you can see it, I'm going to give it to you. So there is expansion, but you got to look. And you can see if you can figure it out. Look to the east, look to the north, look to the south, look to the west. All the land that you can see will I give you. Well, you can't get it all if you remain in the one place. You got to expand. And everything that you can see. So dream big. Dream bigger in 2025. You know. Stretch out the place of your habitations. Increase your faith horizon. See farther out. Hallelujah. Everything that you can see. Now, you know, the visionaries, everything that we're enjoying today in technology and other things. There's some visionary that saw things way when they were not even feasible. You know, but they had a vision. and they began to walk towards it. Whether it's, technology of flying, one man had started that. He tried to fly like a bird. He crashed many times, here we are today. I mean, man has conquered that perfectly, even conquered space almost, but they had vision. It was a vision and they could see and they had to expand and they were not satisfied with, the present successes. They wanted more. This is how, things, make progress. This is how we benefit, is because, we are beneficiaries of people who are visionaries. They see more, they want more. And they've had some few limited successes, but they're not satisfied. They want more. They say, well, if I could do that, there's more to that, and so on. Well, the Lord said, Abraham, well, you got to look and you got to see all the land that you can see that I give you and to your seed forever. Praise the Lord. But that's the expansion. You got to expand. You got to break forth on the left and the right. You got to lengthen, strengthen your cords, your stakes, and so forth. Let me talk about that for just a minute. Strategy must be obtained from the Holy Spirit. You got to wait for instruction. He will give you at times initially general instruction, but then you got to look for specific instruction. Otherwise, there might be regrets, but this must be a year of no regret. Hallelujah. You take your time, you do it right the first time. We don't want multiple do-overs, this year. Make a mistake and clean it up and Holy Spirit clean up the mess and then you do it again. No, let's get it right the first time. When he speaks, well, ask for more direction if you have quite figured it out yet. That's right. Ask him again and again, and he'll figure it out. And sometimes he will only give you enough for you to take one step. Well, go ahead, take the step and then come back and ask him again. And don't assume that the step or the direction that he gave yesterday was for today. You got to keep asking, You got to keep seeing what, he will say. David would say, when he come up again, the Philistines come up against him and say, well, shall I pursue or shall I forbear? And the Lord said, pursue, and then he pursued. Well, and after he discomfited and defeated the Philistines and everything, they came up against him. I mean, those Philistines, they're just like the devil. You can't put this devil away permanently, not for now, at least. As the time he's going in that, bottomless pit, even then for 1,000 years, he will release the game and then finally he'll go in the lake of fire. But you really can't put him away forever. You can cast him out, but he'll wander around and he'll come back. This is what he does. And those Philistines, they're the best example of that. You beat them, they go away, they regroup. They tell themselves, quit ye like men, come back and fight again. And they come back. And David, he went each time to ask the Lord again. He didn't assume that because the Lord said, do it this way last time, that's the same way every time. He came back and asked the Lord for more direction. And then the Lord would tell him, no, well, this time around, no, I don't want you to pursue. But here's what I want to do. And then give him strategy. Just wait around here. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you the moving of the Spirit on top of the mulberry trees. And I'm going to show you this and that. And then, there's a way that you're going to do it. You sucker them in and everything. And the Holy Spirit just give him strategy. And so strategy is important when you are trying to do expansion. It's such a vast subject, we can't cover that because it's not a one-size-fits-all. But the one thing that's common to everybody is that you must ask the Holy Spirit for step-by-step instruction and guidance when you're trying to expand. Sometimes you have to step by faith, like Abraham. The Lord called him out of the land of all the Chaldees, and he just said, well, go. And he went. He didn't know exactly where we're going. But he trusted the Lord, and the Lord gave him instruction as he went. You know, as thou goest, thy way shall be opened up before you step by step. So, but you must step out in faith. And when you step out in faith, you got to keep your eyes on the Lord. If you don't keep your eyes on the Lord, then you're going to start to sink. I mean, you all know the classic story of Peter, you know, stepping out of the boat. And he actually did step out of the boat. Did you know? All the other disciples, they didn't. So Peter did actually step out of the boat, and he actually did walk on water. He actually did. Some people forget that whenever we are blaming Peter that, you know, he was doubtful. Well, the story in Matthew chapter 14, read it again from verses 22 to about 31. Peter actually stepped out on the boat, and he actually walked on water. I mean, nobody else has it to their credit. John, James, the rest of them, Matthew, they, you know, they couldn't say they did it, but Peter did it. He walked on water, just like Jesus. The only problem, though, was we don't know how long that lasted. You know, but I believe he took a few steps toward Jesus. And, but then, you know, he heard the voices and the raging of the sea, and he saw the waves around him, and he turned his eyes away from Jesus. And then the Bible says, well, when he saw that the waves were boisterous, the waves were boisterous the whole time, you know. But so when you step out of the boat, you got to keep your eyes on the Lord. If you look to the left, if you look to the right, you won't do anything. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes give you insight on that. You know, if you are looking this way and that way, you're not going to make anything happen. You know, he that observeth the winds or the clouds will not sow, and he that regardeth the winds will not reap. When you're looking at the boisterous waves, then you're not going to do anything. You got to keep your eyes on the Lord. The boisterous waves are there the whole time. So keep your eyes on the Lord. That's so important when we are stepping out in faith. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 4. You know, if you observe the wind, then you will not step out in faith. You won't do anything. And if you don't sow, then you are not going to reap either. So, you know, Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4 is so powerful. You know, you got to, when the Lord puts the opportunity in your hand, you got to do it. You know, I think I started saying something like this maybe in 2022. And I say, you know, you got to take that shot when the Lord puts the ball in your hand. And the clock is winding down. I mean, using the basketball as an analogy, you got to take the shot. I mean, and every shot you don't take is a shot you already missed. And, you know, and some of those great ball players, they want the ball in that last moment. They live for that moment. Others, you know, as soon as they throw down the ball and they see the clock is running out, they're going to give up the ball, pass it to somebody else, because they don't want to be the one to take that shot. But they're thinking in their head, well, what if I miss the shot? You know, well, the great ones, they're thinking, what if I make the shot? They're not thinking, you know, it's like this half glass full or half glass empty thing. You know, the ones that are scared are thinking, well, I'm going to miss the shot and then people will crucify me. Well, the ones that are great, they're thinking, I'm going to make the shot and I'll be a hero. And they want that ball. Give me the ball and clear out. You know, and that's how they do it, you know. And they take it one-on-one, clear out, just give him the ball. And he's going to take that shot. He wants that shot. Might be falling out of bounds or anything, but he'll take that shot. And when he sinks that ball, nothing but the butter on the net. Oh, that arena is going to go wild. You know, but you got to take the shot. If you don't take the shot when the ball's in your hand and the clock is winding down, you already lost. You know, every shot you don't take in that opportunity moment is a shot you already missed. So there will be moments, there will be opportunity for you to expand. It's coming your way this year. God is bringing that expansion, and he's going to make it happen for you. Now, I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures on the expansion, and I'm going to leave it there for today. As you can see, We got a long way to go, and I'm going to take my time. In the book of Exodus, chapter 34, and verse 34, verse 24. This is something that the Lord promised, to the children of Israel, and he's promising it for you as well. Praise the Lord. Will you believe it? Well, I will cast out those nations before thee, and I will enlarge your borders. Ha! Glory to God. God is always wanting us to enlarge, expand, do these things, break forth and so forth. Neither shall any man desire your land. When I shall go up to appear before the Lord, the Lord said, look, I'm going to protect what I give you. all the jealous and envious ones, they envied Isaac in the land, those Egyptians and everybody else, but the people of God, the blessing that God is bringing to you this year, God will also protect it for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, that's Exodus 34 and 24. I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures and I want to finish this. There is a story, that Jesus told in Matthew 12. And you got to believe for this expansion, right? Just like every part of this message, you got to believe it. This release, Holy Spirit is bringing it. This is not something I made up. Holy Spirit is bringing it. I had to look up scriptures, but Holy Spirit brought it. And, the way that the Lord is saying these things, in Matthew chapter 13, he talks about, a small seed that is planted, verses 31 to 32, I believe it is, it's called the mustard seed, And then said, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in a field, and at first it's small, but see, everything about the Lord is, it may start small, but it's got to expand. God doesn't want anything that starts small to stay small. it may start small, even the kingdom of God, we're told in the book of Daniel chapter 2, and you saw the story there. He said, look, I saw a stone cut out of a mountain with our hands. It looked like a small thing at first, but then it grew to fill out the whole earth and smash that image. That's how it works. God, it will start small, but it will fill out the whole thing. It must expand. Expansion is always in the mind of the Holy Spirit, God is going to repeat this lesson in part of these repairs. You'll hear it later as well. God wants us to imagine the expansion. Imagine the thing. You put it down small. Job chapter 8 and verse 7. You put it down small. Small beginnings, but greater endings. Imagine that expansion. But you've got to want it. Can you smell what the Lord is cooking? You got to want it. He's put it out there for you. And this is the year that we must have it. There was a man, people call him Jabez. I'm going to read his prayer to you, and then I'm going to pray over the room. I'm going to leave it there for today. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10, some of you may have heard this so-called prayer of Jabez. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me." And the Lord granted him his request. Well, ask, Jesus said, and you shall receive. Can you believe the Lord for things like, I'm believing the Lord for the ministry. I'm believing the Lord for my children, and I'm believing that the Lord, will expand them, will increase them. That way I'm increasing. And I'm going to increase too. There was one time I was thinking about it, and the Lord actually rebuked me. And I was thinking that, well, I don't really need to expand. It's only my children that needs to expand. The Lord said, no. You are your children. The Lord will increase you more and more. Psalm 115 verse 14. We'll come to that later in this lesson. Not today's lesson, but in this series, I should say. But I'm going to leave that there. I want us to focus on the things we've heard today. Now, I've only spoken about two of the seven things that the Lord gave me for 2025. It'll be the year of release, and it'll be the year of expansion. I'm going to release the other ones as we go through it. But you got to come in here and listen to it and see what the Holy Spirit is saying. By the grace of God, you know, we have to finish this because this is the early part of the year before I get back to the book of Galatians. But I'm going to finish this. And here you are. You are now partakers of this this release that the Holy Spirit is giving. I was thinking at first, maybe I'll go release it at GMI Church. And I thought about that. Holy Spirit said, go ahead, do it here. So I am doing this now. And you are the beneficiary of this. But is it going to be mingled with faith in your heart? Are you engaging in the spirit or in the flesh? Flesh will profit you nothing. But the spirit is where the quickening is at. I'm going to pray over the room, and that's going to be the lesson for today. And I pray even now, Holy Spirit, thank you for granting the go-ahead to release this at this time on this platform. And blessed are your ears, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, household of faith, members of Walking with God. Blessed are your ears that hear this thing. You know, and I pray that we will have this spiritual hearing. The Lord said, you know, he that hath an ear, everybody has an ear. But if you have that spiritual hearing, well, then hear what the Spirit is saying, even at this time. And let us be encouraged and energized by what the Lord is saying. And Father, to as many as will receive this word, I pray that it is amen and hallelujah in their lives. I pray it will be so, and I pray that it will be hallelujahs as they see these things that the Lord are calling, the Lord is calling forth for this year. And we've only just covered a couple out of these. I pray that the Lord will help us as we go through it to receive what the Holy Spirit is saying. And to put ourselves in alignment with what the Lord wants us to obtain even this year. Praise the Lord. It is the doing of the Lord. And it is marvelous in our eyes. It's, you know, it's because the Lord said it is time. And when the Lord says it is time, then it is time. You know, and so it is time. And so he has ordered and ordained things in the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Psalm 118 and verse 23. God bless everyone that's listened to this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.